history of the club goes way back when we had, there was no league. Yep. And at that time, that basically there was we had no field. And for the rugby, for a new sport like league to come into the area, because they were very staunch, but it would take away a whole lot. And there were quite a few players out of the club, so there was a lot of struggles during that period of time. But it was because of the old people that got together, you know, always around the round table and sitting at the table over a beer and finding out, sort of talking about a league club and stuff like that. And really they are the ones that actually initiated and they later on, they all come together as whānau and made it a reality, really. And thought the club was actually born by those people who just sat around the table. That's how they started.
The club's been going since 1967. And now it's our 50th year coming up this year, so that's the history of the club. In the club we started off with league, men's team, and after that we had a men's team and a reserve grade team. A couple of years after that we had a netball team, women's premier grade. And then softball came along, and after softball darts come along, just everybody was interested in starting the club with different codes in the club. So that's how our club's been going for the last 50 years. Yes, we had a lot of whānau names, and a lot of the whānau names were like, it was started by the Williams family, and it actually was started down at Taumarama Kuku, down the road, down the settlement, what we call the settlement. And they got a family, had a meeting, the Williams, the Rookers, the Palmers, the Whitakers, and Hetarakas, and everybody had a meeting together. And our first team here, they played league, but not in this ground, they played at United, and used United Rugby Ground, Moira Rugby Ground, and Oturia Rugby Ground. And then as the years went on, they got a place here to put a ground in, and the club rooms came along and all that. So those are the families that started the club and all that. And then everybody else, all the other families came along, like you had the Hogan, and you had like my family, the Bristos, and everybody else that come along to help the club how it is today. Last night was excellent. We had just a mix and mingle in the club, people talking, you know, about the history of the club and all that. And actually it was a great night last night. It started on a good foot, you know, the Waidu was there and everything, and it's showing today with everybody turning up, playing the game and all that. And then we've got a big night tonight down at Simpson Park where we actually got sittings for 160 people for meals and that. And after that we'll have speeches and that, and presentations for life members and people that have done something for the club over the years and all that, presentations for them too. We're a unique club here because we play in two competitions, the Rugby League Northland Comp, which they won this year, and then we play, which I am the chairman of, in the Taitokoro Rugby League. So we have two teams here, and this year we had two teams plus a women's team, two league teams, so that was great. Good for the club, and for next year it's still looking good, you know. We always attract a lot of people, and with them winning the grand final this year, we'll get more and more people back in our club again.